Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Yuchen,
Dan,
and Ethan,
with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the author behind Queensland's stormwater guidelines that dictates how developments get approved has claimed that findings of flaws in previous versions were wiped from his version. Alan Hoban, the civil engineer contracted to review the guidelines for the first time since 2018, and he had found that the previous guidelines were based on unreliable data. Hoban had detailed in the guidelines how the previous understanding of river sediment and nutrient had been wrong and how it affected development costs. He found that Healthy Land and Water, the peak environmental body in the state, intended to publish the new guidelines with the outdated data.
In national news, a New South Wales inquiry has found that youth are pleading guilty to crimes they may not have committed under new bail laws. In 2024 and extended into 2025, the Minns government laws implemented a bail restriction for young repeat offenders aged 14 to 18 years old who were charged with certain offences while already on bail for the same offence. James Clifford, children's lawyer for the Aboriginal Legal Service, told the inquiry it was, quote, very common, unquote, to see children being denied bail and kept in custody for crimes they were eventually found not guilty of or never prosecuted for. Clifford states that as a result of these laws, one child he had represented in the Northern Rivers considered pleading guilty to an offense just to get out of custody because he knew the sentence was to be served in the community. He had allegedly committed a crime while on bail for two other offenses, but those were dropped due to a lack of evidence. When the government extended the laws in March last year, set the bail refusal rate for children dealt with under the Act was double the rate for youth offences generally.
In other national news, a young girl and her mother were attacked by dingoes at a popular campsite in Western Australia's second largest national park. This is a third dingo attack at the remote campsite in the past week alone. On Wednesday night, a four-year-old girl was bitten on the leg and her mother was nipped trying to protect her. On Monday, a six-year-old who was bitten on the neck and arm. They can become habituated and can get quite dangerous in places where they learn to associate people with food and people don't want to give up that food, Ecosia dingo expert Dr. Benjamin Allen said. Rangers are now conducting nightly patrols aiming to track down problem dingoes and humanely destroy them.
And in international news, Britain's King Charles III is set to visit the United States next week for what has been considered the most high-profile trip of his reign. The state visit is to mark the 250th anniversary of the US Declaration of Independence from British rule, but this visit, however, is supposed to reflect the alliance that has been bolstered since for both countries. President Donald Trump's repeated criticism of UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and his government's reaction to the Hormuz situation has only soured relations in recent months. When asked by the BBC as to if the King's visit will improve relations, Trump's answer was absolutely the answer is yes. Britain's ambassador from 2007 to 2012, Nigel Sheinwald, said that the visit could not and was not designed to heal current relations between governments, but it will demonstrate ties that go far deeper than any individual's. And for your weather today, there are showers across Brisbane. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is 6, predicted to reach 6.2, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back at Monday at 8 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kid.